This is Decoder Datebook for May 13th. May is National Historic Preservation Month. Today we share another story of a North Dakota addition to the National Register of Historic Places. The city of Bismarck had a strong female Catholic presence from its very early days, as five sisters first arrived in Bismarck in 1878 to open St. Mary's Academy and boarding school. This educational venture extended out from Bismarck into western North Dakota as time went by. In the 1880s, more sisters from St. Benedict's came to Bismarck to establish the first hospital in Dakota Territory, eventually developing into St. Alexius Hospital. Then, in 1944, 140 sisters from St. Benedict's volunteered to begin a new monastic community in Bismarck. The first mother house for this community was borrowed from the diocese, but it soon became crowded. The Sisters of Annunciation Priory, now called Annunciation Monastery, contacted Marcel Brewer to design a new mother house. Marcel Brewer, born in 1902, was a Hungarian designer and architect. He's known for designing the Wassily chair, an iconic tubular steel chair that had been inspired by bicycle frames, and it was fabricated using the techniques of local plumbers. His work showcased the intersection of art with industry. Brewer accepted the call to work with the sisters. He created a complex that encompassed the chapel, convent wing, community halls, and a school wing. In his original four-part master plan, he played with concepts of shadow and natural light to create the sisters' new home. On this date, in 1963, Our Lady of the Annunciation Chapel was dedicated. Today, the complex is part of the campus of the University of Mary. It's the only examples of Brewer designs in the state. It was a favorite of Brewer's. In fact, he referred to it as the jewel on the prairie. As the University of Mary has expanded, they have tried to preserve the spirit of Brewer's modernistic prairie architecture. Sister Edith Selzer noted, "It has been a Benedictine tradition to build on mountaintops and high places. This hilltop monastery and university campus is true to that tradition in the care that the sisters gave to locating a lofty and beautiful site and choosing, with daring leadership, a great architect who could design buildings that would become art treasures for the nation and world." Listen for more stories of preservation in North Dakota as we continue to acknowledge National Historic Preservation Month. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Sarah Walker. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.